Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, July 9th. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Laura Gall. Everyone in America, in my opinion, is recuperating from the 4th of July weekend. In America, the 4th of July symbolizes independence, but it is mostly a time when families get together for reunions and picnics to recognize why they are a family. Today, again, I bring to you a special edition of You Talk Too Much. I have a distinguished businessman with us. He is Mr. Mike Barbara of Barbara Solutions. Barbara Solutions is headquartered in North Carolina. Now, who is Mike Barbara? Founder and lead consultant Mike Barbara is a recognized expert in business and strategy. He is well-versed in all aspects of business and business psychology, and he continues to support small business growth throughout the United States of America. Let me read to you a few of his credentials and accolades. First of all, he has consulted for Fortune 500 companies. He was featured on the popular hit show Shark Tank. As you all know, that's a hit show about business. Mike Barbara holds awards from Citibank, Purdue University, Syracuse University, John Deere Corporation, and the Small Business Administration, the SBA. He is an expert speaker to business groups and universities on all areas of business strategy and growth. One of his most requested topics is starting a business. Mike Barbara has been recognized by the Fayetteville, North Carolina Chamber of Commerce for contributions to the city's economic development. Now, Michael Barbara is well educated. He has a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration from Trident University. He holds two master's degrees and is now a candidate for a doctoral degree in business psychology from the Chicago School of Professional Psychology. He holds professional memberships in the National Speakers Association, the American Psychological Association, and the Washington Policy Center. Wow, that was definitely a mouthful there, especially early in the morning. Good morning, Mr. Michael Barbara. Are you with us this morning?
I am. Hi, Laura. Thank you for that very flattering introduction. I now feel like I have nothing else to talk about.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. How are you this morning, and where are you this morning?
I'm great. I can't complain, but no one is listening, even though people are listening now. But I'm great, and I am currently located in Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Okay, the reason I ask is because according to the events schedule on your website, you do quite a bit of traveling. Where were you for the 4th of July?
I spent the 4th of July here in Pinehurst, where I call home. I played a few rounds of golf and just relaxed with some family.
That's what most people did, and so I said, well, let me ask Mike what was he doing for the 4th of July, because I'm telling you, people, in my opinion, are definitely recuperating everywhere from the 4th of July holiday weekend. Mike, tell me, a little bit about your business, Barbara Solutions.
So the business, the organization, is a full-service consultancy which focuses on business strategy and innovation and all the subcomponents and sub-niches and skill sets that surround strategy, such as branding, marketing, business development, biz dev, any kind of ad hoc problem solving for organizations. The main objective is to, you know, assess an organization's problem, whether it be a nonprofit, a small business, or a large organization, you know, assess their problem and then reverse engineer it to find what is the cause. So we figured out what the effect is. Now let's identify the cause, and then let's build a very comprehensive strategy to fix that effect, and then overall, you know, of course, improve the bottom line of the business, improve the brand and reputation, and of course, at the end of the day, the business has to be profitable to, you know, turn the lights on. And that also includes nonprofits as well.
Well, you're right. People want to make money, but they don't always know how. That's my opinion. Now, Mike, tell me this. Why did you decide to become the founder of Barbara Solutions? How did you create it?
Well, that story goes back way into the 90s. So I started out my early entrepreneurship career as a concert promoter in New York City. I would rent out venues, hire the performers, promote the events, and that was my first entrepreneurship, you know, gig in life. And you know, I've had many projects after that and during that time as well. But that was the catalyst of it all. You know, from there, many people would always approach me and ask me, oh, how did you do this? How did you do that? How did you get started? And it turned out I had a lot of valuable information to offer, you know, friends, peers, or people I didn't even know. So I got approached and said, you know, you'd make a decent consultant to give that information back because you are giving valuable content. So I decided to be a consultant. I did it for myself as an independent consultant for a while. And then I said one day, you know, I'm going to take the leap. I'm going to, you know, I've done other organizations, started other businesses. I might as well start, you know, a consultancy. So I, you know, wrote down some of the key values and, you know, goals that I have for a business and how I can construct and develop a consultancy around those values and, you know, make some good goals. And, you know, we launched and we've been very successful. So I'm very thankful for, you know, the people that have helped me out, the people who have, you know, been here consulting with me, and our amazing clients. Because, you know, without all of them, you know, you really can't do anything by yourself.
You're absolutely right. Now, I mentioned just a few of your credentials and accolades earlier. But really, what is it like being the CEO of a well-developed and well-structured business?
It's busy. So, you know, I try not to rely too much on titles because, you know, it's a team. You know, many organizations throughout the world have horizontal, you know, leadership structures. So the C-level executives, you have your CEO, your CFO, et cetera. And then you go down the line, you know, up and down to, like, managers, you know, team leaders and then team members or, you know, just basic, you know, employees. We like to operate on a vertical scale. So, you know, everyone's a team member. Regardless if you're the CEO or you're a brand-new consultant, everyone is peers. You build a good, cohesive team, and that actually provides a lot better returns for the consumers, for the clients.
Now, I also mentioned your event schedule. What events have you been involved in recently?
Recently, I set up an event in Washington State for general officers of the United States Army and Army Reserve. They did a general officer conference with approximately, you know, 100 general officers for professional development for a three-day conference. And I've recently been a part of the 2015 U.S. Open by the USGA in Chambers Bay, Washington.
Okay, so now you're saying that you're gearing some of your activities to assisting veterans with establishing their own businesses? Is that what it's about?
That's something actually different from the general officer event. We've had several contracts with the Department of Defense on different, you know, parts of business. We even did some social media accounts for them as well. But we really like to help out veterans, especially veteran entrepreneurs. So, you know, launching January of 2016, we're launching our program titled Dog Tags to Hashtags. It's a two-day MBA course that will take place at different military installations throughout the country. In January 2016, we'll start some larger military installations such as the Navy installation in Norfolk, Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Fort Hood, Texas, and then offering a two-day MBA program to veterans, you know, to help these veterans transition from service into entrepreneurship.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, before we go much farther on into the show, Michael, Barbara, please tell the audience how people can reach you for the events that are held by Mike Barbara Solutions.
Of course. So there's an event page on our company website. It's BarberaSolutions.com. Again, that's BarberaSolutions.com. Just go to the events tab. There's a long list of events, as well as you can always contact us directly at 800-584-8047, or always interact with us on Twitter at Barbera Solution, or my personal Twitter, which is at MBarberaUSA.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you have other members of your team, and you call them consultants. And according to your brochure, it says here, our consultants design solutions tailored specifically to the needs of our clients in order to ensure they achieve success in highly competitive and rapidly expanding environments. Mike, you are so right about that, meaning a highly competitive and rapidly expanding environment. Due to the internet now, anybody can actually establish what looks like a well-established business, a business that's really functioning well, a business that's offering services that are needed by the public. So now you have an entire team of consultants that assist you with offering the services that you offer. I also have here a list of your services. To tell you the truth, I can't figure out which one of these services would be more necessary for an organization. I'll just go over the list and then I'll let you talk about your services. At the top of the list, maybe you have them in order of the most important. At the top of the list, you mentioned strategy. Now, Mike, you must have a brain that's involved numbers. I mean, how good are you at numbers?
Well, math isn't my favorite subject, but you have to be proficient in at least decent math skills to be in business, or at least have someone on your team that's good in math. I like to say I'm on par with the average.
I don't know, because I remember taking, I think it was statistics in college, and believe me, I don't want to laugh too hard, but a lot of people can't pass statistics, and it sounds to me like perhaps you did. Okay. Now, so on your list, you provide services and strategy, growth and expansion, brand development, brand management, social media management, content creation, organizational behavior, organizational culture, and business plans. I'll stop right there. How often do you get requests for services in those areas? Let me put it to you another way. When a business comes to you, How do you evaluate their needs?
You know, that's a very good question. Because I get asked often, you know, what is your ideal customer or what's your target customer? So, you know, our target customer is very broad. It's about small businesses between 5 and 500 employees who are having issues and need assistance, but also have sufficient capital to support consultant services. Now, that's a very, very broad target market, and we would never recommend that for anybody else. But with private organizations, you know, many of their problems aren't exposed to the public. They're hidden in-house. They don't want to expose them, or you know, especially expose them to their competitors. Many times, small businesses or even larger organizations aren't aware of the problems they have until someone comes into the house and does an audit. So if someone wants to come in and gives us, you know, their goal, like, oh, I'm having problems with, you know, converting, you know, I have so many customers come in the door, but they never buy anything, or, you know, we make this much money, but it's our profit margin is very small. So we'll look at the problem they're having and then reverse engineer it. Let's look at why, you know, why are people coming in the door and why aren't they buying anything? Is it product placement? Is it the product itself? Is it the customer service? You know, there's a lot. It could be even something that the HVAC system doesn't work, and it's really warm inside. People don't want to be in there. You know, there's many different reasons and so many different variables that go into, you know, a business audit. You know, an investigation of how well the business is doing or not doing. So it's hard to say exactly, you know, one thing, because no business is perfect, and none at all. I mean, even your top companies such as, you know, Microsoft, Apple, you know, Chevrolet, I mean, GM, no one's perfect. Everyone has their issues, and everyone needs help from the outside. So it's finding those issues through good cooperation with, you know, our team members and their team members is always key, because you know, without good communication between both, the problems may not get identified, and without them being identified, they may never get fixed.
Now, do you and your team members go on site to a particular business to help determine what their issues are?
We do. Every organization is different, so sometimes we you know, work remotely, and sometimes we go to the organization. It's really what's needed. If a business manager or business owner is so confused and they're just not sure, we'll definitely come in-house and take a look around, and you know, we'll sit around for a day and watch how business is conducted and take very, you know, copious notes about the day-to-day operations, and you know, we can start our due diligence process at that point.
Okay, now let me ask you this. This might be particular to your business. You may not want to answer this question, but in reference to a contract, when you sign on a corporation, I'm sure you actually contract out several businesses all at one time. Do you sign on with the corporation for a particular amount of money, or do you sign on to a corporation to assist them for a particular time period, or do you sign on with the corporation to guarantee them growth or improvement or higher profits?
Yeah, we guarantee all. Personally, say we guarantee all of our work. If we don't abide by the items listed in the accountability section of our agreements, we will refund all the money to the client. As of guaranteeing, you know, X amount of dollar amounts or X percentages in profit margins, that's tough because there's so many variables that go into the factors. But we do guarantee everything we put into the accountability section of the agreement. As for time and project fees, you know, some projects are open-ended, they're on retainer, and some projects are just for a few weeks or maybe even a few months. When it comes to time and payment, what we don't do is we don't offer hourly fees unless it's for 4 hours work or less. Hourly fees can get pretty complicated in the consulting industry because the client, you know, may have some confusion about motives. You know, sometimes the client will be like, well, do I really need this service or this recommendation, or are they just trying to bill me hours? So that's one of the reasons we like to avoid hourly fees. Another one is, you know, giving one project-based fee is a clear cap on costs. You know, they know what it's going to be, and that's it. It's right up front. We're not going to hide anything. We're not going to try and bill anything later on. and all our fees are value based. The you know, the projects, the value of the projects, the organization is the fee we charge.
Now, can you tell me something about a few of your success stories, meaning which businesses have walked in the door and they were basically at zero and now they're at 70% profits or 100% profits? Some businesses are actually have a negative profit. Do you actually have a success story?
We do. We have several. And, you know, can't say that every business we've ever worked with has been successful. That's just, you know, probability and business, that's tough. But majority of the business that we work with have shown, you know, positive growth. And it really depends on what the project is. You know, some companies, we've helped them work on their PPMs and their pitches and eventually got them on ABC Shark Tank. Some of the companies wanted to get grants. So we, instead of people just formulating a grant proposal and emailing it out to 100 different people, we formulated a strategy to get them grants, and then they were able to, you know, grow and sustain their nonprofit organization via grant funding, which is great because, you know, being nonprofit, it's tough, but you still have to pay the bills.
That's phenomenal. You actually assist businesses and nonprofit organizations with getting funding, and especially funding on Shark Tank. Forget about it, Shark Tank. That's really hard because I watch that show. A lot of people watch that show, and they have told me that's their favorite show. Especially people who are into business. You get an idea of a lot of people have ideas, and then they want funding. And to tell you the truth, I've referred them to Shark Tank because I've said, take a look to see how investors, people who have money, take a look at this show, and it'll show you what parameters they use to actually give out money, how they actually look at a business, how they look at a business projections, what the business is doing now, what the business expects to be doing 5 years from now. And apparently, I mean, I could be wrong, Mike, so you can correct me, but apparently when they take a look at how a business will be doing 5 years from now, if it looks good, they all start ringing the bell, ding, I'll invest. Ding, ding, I'll be an investor too. What was your experience like being on a guest on Shark Tank?
Well, I wasn't actually the guest on the show. The company that I consulted for, I helped get them there, and they got funded with Damon John on the television show. But it's great. It's very, you know, personally and professionally satisfying to watch a project that you've had a hand in, you know, go from, you know, the current, their former state to, you know, the state that they're in after you work with them. It's very gratifying. It's why I do my work. And if I didn't love what I do, I couldn't do it.
That is really exciting. Well, what I'll do is mention some of the other services you offer. Like the last one was business plans. Almost every business starts with a business plan. And to tell you the truth, the SBA, and there are a lot of organizations out here that assist people with developing business plans. There are some organizations that do it for free and some organizations that actually charge. Now, Mike, what is PPM?
A PPM is a private placement memorandum. It's very similar to a business plan, but it's a business plan tailored for an investor. It's for, well, I can break it down. It's kind of like a business plan meets a term sheet. Dedicated. It's made solely for investors. So for a business who is seeking an investor, you know, with a term sheet, it's probably best to have a PPM, depending on the type of investor they're trying to reach out to.
Mike, this leads me to ask you, who invested in your business? Where did you get the money to start your business?
The current business here, this is all self-funded through, you know, my own capital. No one else had invested in it. It's just myself. And that's just through, you know, hard work and other organizations I've been a part of and work with or started in. you know, just lucky to be successful.
Do you have to work hard to meet your payroll every week?
Of course. You know, we have to work hard, and that's part of our values here is, you know, we give our all to our clients. And we actually limit the number of clients we take on so we can effectively give them our time. So we'd rather have a happy and successful client because we dedicated time to them, you know, over achieving, you know, X amount of revenue. That, you know, at the end of the day, having extra revenue and X amount of clients is not as satisfying as actually watching a client grow and be successful.
And that's how you get paid. Let's see now. You mentioned several technical services that you provide, so I'll go over the rest of the list. And I'm getting this information from your brochure. Pitch decks, inbound marketing, market analysis, marketing strategies, sales, customer acquisition, competitive analysis, valuation, big one, financial projections, and human resources. Those are some of the other services that you actually provide. And to tell you the truth, all the services you provide are necessary. A business may walk in the door and say, oh, well, I don't need this and I don't need that. But the truth is they need everything that you have here on your list. Now, Mr. Mike Barbara, let me mention at this point, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio. I'm Laura Gall, and the name of my show is You Talk Too Much. My guest today is Mr. Mike Barbara, founder and lead consultant of Barbara Solutions. He's always available to businesses out there who actually need assistance. You can contact him at 1-800-584-8047. Also, visit his website, www.barbarasolutions.com, where you can learn more about how Barbara Solutions can assist your business. Now, Mike, can you please define inbound marketing for me?
Inbound marketing is the digital side of marketing. That's the simple answer. So, you know, email marketing, social media marketing, digital ads, you know, even Google AdWords or putting up banners on other websites. Anything that has to do with a digital communication means or platform can be classified as inbound marketing.
Oh, okay. So there is a difference between inbound marketing and outbound marketing?
Yes. Outbound would be more direct mail, billboards, television, radio, et cetera.
Okay, well, Mr. Michael Barbara, is there anything else you'd like to say to the audience?
Yes, well, first of all, I want to say thank you. I had a great time being here, and I always enjoy talking to you, and I look forward to our events coming up in Virginia here next month. For our listeners, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. You know, your time is very valuable, and I'm appreciative to be a part of that.
Exactly, and thank you so much for letting me interview you, Mike. I'll be so happy to have you as my speaker at the Chesapeake Small Biz Networking Group here in Chesapeake, Virginia, on August 7th of 2015. Mike, our show is over, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Laura. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.